The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. UPD.
That's a good idea. I think I'm going to do that. Offspring right there, now that I'm gay. If I did get canceled, I do have a backup plan. I don't think I'd try to get back into radio. I think we've talked. I don't understand that. With the whole Gruden thing that's going on and all that stuff. I don't think I'd try that, get back into the public, whatever. But I would become a Texas abortion snitch.
Snitch.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Is that a job?
It's 10 grand per tattle.
Well, I guess you could make a career.
So you're making as many colleges as they have.
Oh, man.
And, my friend's son goes to TCU. And he said they went out for like parents weekend. He goes, there's going to be pregnant girls everywhere. He goes, it's just a great looking women and great looking men everywhere on the campus. He goes, it's ripe for that. And I'm like, well, yeah, get your boy in on that. I'll make a couple $100,000 tattling on these college girls while they go get, roto rooted. It happens. Casey Chinizaz says, Ian Campfield emails and says, rumor has it you're gay now. I've been dreaming of this day for years. Call me. We'll arrange a time and place. Ian is not the type I would go for.
No?
Now that I'm gay. No. Wealthy.
Who is your type?
I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
Well, first off, that Brandon Lee is pretty good arm candy. I like to march around the city with him.
Plus, I'm straight, and that's a good looking dude.
Yeah, I know. And he's told me in the past, he goes, if you were gay, I'd date you. So that's on the mark.
Oh, hey.
But he's a newsman. And if I'm going to go this route, I'm going to do what I think women should have been doing their whole. I don't know what women waste their. No offense, but I don't know what women do wasting their time with you.
Thanks.
Right? Now, you got all the currency right there in your pants. Yeah. And you're throwing it at Brett? Like, you have got currency in your pants. As long as you keep it together, it's a money machine. So I will be.
That's everyone. Well, that's as long as they keep it together.
Right, yeah, keep like it together. I'm gold diggers. That's what they call it. I'm going to go after a dude who makes imagine the income, Brett. I'm doing pretty well for myself. Now I can get a guy doing the exact same thing. He's an earner. And all I got to do is handle that twig and berries every once in a while and make him happy and then go play some basketball and take a nap. This sounds great.
So you're going to be Johnny Cakes now?
Yeah, I'll go Johnny Cakes. That dude was a badass. That cool motorcycle and firefighter and good cook.
And then you got to take it from Vito.
I don't know what he saw in Vito. And then when they were making out and he took Vito's shirt off, that was rough. But when I was a heterosexual a few hours ago, there were people I didn't want to, like heterosexuals I didn't want to see having sexy too. Like, you know, I don't want to see like Byron from MMP Guns. I don't want to see him getting at it. I love the guy. I think he's fantastic. I don't want to see him having sex. There's plenty of people. I don't want to see Toledo laying on a lady. That sounds awful.
Any of us in this room, for God's sakes, really?
Prior to a few hours ago. Now you'd actually. All my emails are about the Gruden thing. All my emails are about cancel culture and everything else. And somebody just fired off a beauty. And I said this to a friend last night, and I didn't bring it up this morning. But it said, how is it that we're so insensitive that we cancel so often everything we disagree with verbally? Or if someone takes a stand against a tribe of some sort, meanwhile, the Catholic Church rages on. And man, oh man, if that ain't the truth. If that place had an email raid, I can't imagine what we'd find with the, all right, we got to move this guy here. This just broke. Yeah. The cover-ups and the stuff. But we turn a blind eye to it.
It's money.
It's
all money.
NFL is money.
Yeah.
I mean, who got fired from the church of note? Did they have to? I've always said this, that if And if a fast food, let's say McDonald's, has this exact same history as the church, that in their entire time as an entity, as a thing, they were known to have raped a lot of kids. They'd at least have to change their name. You can't keep branding it. And how people keep, like, would you still go to that place? I hate even throwing their name out there and using it, but everybody knows what it is. But would you still frequent their establishment knowing that that's what they do? Of course you wouldn't.
How good are the burgers?
They're very good.
I might think about it.
You know what? A few thousand years of child molesting and covering it up. I think it's time I separate myself from this.
Well, look at their whole, like we always talk about it, the whole Father Dale thing, and people still go to that church. Not even the church itself.
They fought to keep him until it was just impossible to keep him. I mean, it was, and then try to move people. I mean, that's just one guy, and we dealt with it because it was at our high school. But Brett and I both went to Dobson. Oh, you didn't?
I went to Gilbert.
You were down the road. You know the story of
Dobson. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was just crazy. But yeah, that's an excellent point from a guy named Chad who says, man, it drives you nuts when you see that. And the hypocrisy of what we are offended by and what we'll never deal with again and the people who will never have another chance. And then you got this going on. And I know that hits home with a lot of people because it's your belief. But your belief doesn't change. The house it lives in should, though. You can be strong and steadfast in your belief system and look at the Catholic Church and say, all right, if we're going to be offended by everything that goes on in this world and cancel, what's going on here? This thing needs a big fat cancel stamp on it as well and a nice restart. But they won't. It's crazy. Great email, though. Now that I'm gay, though, all I've been doing is just looking at boxes of Twinkies and hanging around all sorts of things. And I didn't tell you this. While I was in Vegas this weekend, I sat down at a machine, and it's 1 in the morning. I guess it's like Friday night. Maybe it's Saturday. I don't remember. Days start to blur. And I'm popping a machine, and I've got a good chunk of change in this machine, Brett. And across from me, walks in and you can't help but notice this, a bright orange dress with a bright orange long wig and skin as black as night. Actually, quite a beautiful contrast from orange to the skin. It was like a pop. Walks this 6 foot, rail thin lady. And she's just in my periphery. So I see her out and I look over and she looks at me and I'm like, nuts. I made eye contact with a hooker. Worst thing you can do at 1 in the morning in a casino, especially when you got a few thousand bucks in a machine and it shows how much is in there. So she comes around the corner, and the closer she gets, the more I'm like, oh no, this is an in living color character coming at me. Like, this is bad. And one nipple's almost out of the top of this, like, it's like a dress, t-shirt dress, I guess. And it's and she goes, hey. And I'm like, hi. And I notice when she talks that there isn't a single tooth in her mouth that isn't chipped. Like, badly. Oh. Like, busted. Eyelashes, 6-7 inches long. And she goes, how you doing? I'm like, good. And she goes, can I get you to do me a favor? I'm like, yeah, what's up? Can you take my picture? I'm like, sure. She hands me her phone. And she does this pose. And I take a picture. And I'm like, very nice. Very, very nice. And I give her the phone back. And she goes, ooh. Plops down next to me, and I'm like, oh, no. Are you getting a picture of her? Oh, yeah, the eyelash.
Give me some music.
Yeah. Oh, you got music for me. She's a supermodel. Well, that's what it turned into, because she's looking. She goes, how you doing tonight? And I'm like, ah. And I always lie to hookers. I'm like, I'm down like $35,000. This is all I have left in my life. So then it seems like the $2,000 or $3,000 I've got sitting in that machine is like the end of me. Ooh, that's a rough weekend. But just that little picture made me want to do a photo shoot. And I'm like, is that right? So I'm like, okay. She goes, you got anywhere we can go for a photo shoot? I'm like, no, not really. I said, I'm waiting on my boys. They're coming in. A little bit. I got a couple friends I'm meeting here. Well, they can come up for the photo shoot, too. I'm like, We can go into the bathroom for the photo shoot. And I'm like, I don't think I'm into the photo shoot idea. I don't think. I'm like, is that the move? And then she gets up and starts to sashay. And dance. She goes, you don't want to take pictures of this? I don't know if I'm qualified.
She looks like
for that.
RuPaul or what?
No. RuPaul is smoking hot compared to this. And that's all I thought of. I'm like, I think it has a wang.
Oh, man.
I think it was.
For an Adam's apple? That's always a good...
No, because I tried not to look too often. Because I couldn't stop staring at the chipped teeth.
Well, you're photoing. You're taking, you know, Annie Leibovitz over here.
It was a very pedestrian attempt at the photograph. I just kind of aimed her camera. It was a nice phone, though. I'll tell you that. I've started looking at the Samsungs because it was pretty... I gave her the picture. I mean, the posing was hilarious. But she wanted to go to the room and do a photo shoot. And then all I thought was, who does this work on that you, with that shark mouth, is going to have the gall to ask for money after you just shred my genitals with that cheese grater of a mouth of yours? And she goes, so you're not interested at all? I'm like, no, I'm not really. I got to wait for my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Then she just sat next to me, and I'm like, well, I guess I'm done. All right. You sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I don't know what it is about me with hookers in Vegas that they just they find all of us. But I get the weird ones. And it must be my head. Because I've never heard, maybe my friends that have talked about doing that in the past, who I've worked here with, they no longer work here. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you after.
All right.
But he's like, oh, yeah, it's just I got beautiful ones. Yeah, I'm like, nah, maybe his bar's low, but I've never seen anything like that. But it was RuPaulish. She's probably about 6'1", 6'2", full orange wig, crazy. And I'm like, she's making a living with those teeth, blowing people.
Ugh.
And now I'm gay. And it's because of her. That's for sure. That's the way I should do it. Speaking of, and I don't know if you saw this yesterday either, Brett. Superman is now bisexual. Well, a new Superman. Somehow, well, it doesn't make sense. I don't understand this. But Superman's son, John Kent. Superman had a kid?
Who did he get pregnant? I think so.
How's Superman get a... Wouldn't the lady's vagina just explode?
Huh. Now, how did he get...
Superman, son of Kal-El.
Is that Lois's...
yeah,
Lois's mom?
Vagina couldn't handle it.
No.
Baby. Like, you saw how he was delivered to Earth. It was amazing. It's not through the legs of a mortal.
I think Margot Kidder's going to handle that.
Stop that, bro. Okay. These are my people. So, there's two heroes operating as Superman. One is Clark Kent, who originally debuted in the comic books, and the second is his and Lois Lane's son. So Lois Lane did birth John Kent. Wouldn't he be half a Superman, though? Because he's half mortal, too, right? Or does Superman take it all? I don't understand it. Anyway,
yeah, he would be half,
He was Superboy, and then his father convinced him to take on the role. So he's to pick up the family business, like Sanford and Son. Only Superman and Son. Tom Taylor is the current writer of the series, said the newest iteration of the Man of Steel will come out as bisexual. He's not fully committing like me. In an upcoming issue hitting comic book shelves November 9th, he said that there's a drawing of the new Superman and his love interest. Today on hashtag Superman, the strongest superhero on the planet comes out as a bisexual. Now, what gay straight mortal is going to want that in them? Get Superman in your ass? That's gonna hurt.
Hey, if you're going, go full bore.
That's
I mean,
the type of guy for me. Just like his father before him, John Kent has fallen for a reporter. But this reporter is a man. The two initially became friends when John was making an attempt to have a secret identity. And boy, did he take that seriously. He's trying to be a high school student. But in Superman, Son of Kal-El, number 5, the two will share a kiss after Superman becomes mentally and physically burned out from trying to save everybody.
I got to go Brady on this one. So he's coming out of the phone booth?
That is kind
sorry, I missed Brady.
Well done.
I'll take a lap.
So as I've always said, everyone needs heroes and everyone deserves to see themselves in their heroes. And I'm grateful that DC and Warner Brothers are having this idea. Superman's symbol has always stood for hope, truth, and justice. And now, blowjobs. Today, the symbol represents something more. Today, more people can see themselves in the most powerful... Well, that's an odd sentence. Today, more people can see themselves in the most powerful superhero. Well, I guess you can.
So they're going to replace the S with a T for twink?
No. No, but I mean, it's... So the reason I read that is not because I care about that. I'm never going to read a Superman thing. But Dean Cain, Superman, got kind of angry about it. He came out and he's like, this is pandering. This is exactly what we're trying to avoid in the world and everything else. He's kind of mad about gay Superman. He didn't go crazy, but he's like, it's bandwagoning. He's on Fox and Friends. It's hard for me to keep track of all the different Supermen anyway. But, of course, the new bold direction is bandwagoning. I don't think it's bold or brave or a crazy new direction. If they'd done this 20 years ago, maybe. But Brave would have had him fighting for the rights of gay people in Iran where they throw you off a building for being gay instead of just making out with dudes.
But it wasn't.
That's a great point.
That's true. But it wasn't cool 20 years ago to do. That's why they didn't do it.
Yeah. But that, I love that Fox News called Dean Cain and said, what do you think about this?
The other one's gone.
Living Superman. The Man of Steel Wheels left us a while ago. Why don't they have them fight for injustices created for the refugees and the deportation? That would be brave. I'd read that. Or fight for the rights of women who attend school, to attend school and work and live, and boys to not be raped by men under the fuzzy new Taliban. There's real evil in this world. Man, he's taking this Superman comic way too seriously.
He's got nothing else going on.
That's true. Dean Cain got a job, so he had to talk. But gay Superman. Okay.
Oh, there's your Halloween costume.
That's it. Well, it's already, my life costume now. I'm going to wear this everywhere. And Superman's the type of guy I'm looking for. Got a good job, strong, good protector. I'm looking for security, Brett, my new lifestyle. Now I am a flaming homosexual. You can't take that away from me.
You mean like flaming?
Or super flaming. Yes. Ian just emailed back, said, John, I'm no longer interested in you. I hadn't heard about Super Dick yet. Well, now, wait a minute. Now there's a fight. Anyway, we'll see if my gay thing keeps up. But I'm not bisexual.
You text Brandon Lee.
I am. I'll text Brandon right now and say, hey, by the way, I'm in. Where do we meet? Randall, are you interested in me being gay now? I'm gay now. You sure? Bigot. Bigot. Baby. You're going to get fired. What? Did you call me a baby?
What?
Did you say I'm... did you hear it? Bigotry reigns in the office, Brett. I can't even get through a day. I've only been gay for a day. I've already been smashed down by three people.
Is this ready for now? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We had
Ian. We're good there.
Well, we had him and we lost him, and now you've got me. Deal with it. I'm here, I'm queer, and I'm staying.
He just goes down the hall. He's good.
What's the matter with you guys? Bigots. I didn't realize how bad it was in this building. I'm going to make some changes around here. Christopher DeCaro says, I like gay Superman. Up, 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 and I'm gay. I don't think anybody cares anymore if Superman's gay. I just don't want...
I mean, he is wearing tights and everything else.
I always thought he was kind of gay.
And the underoos and,
any dude that puts on a onesie top to bottom on the reg, got questions. If you're in tights from your toes to your neck, you're gay. They always said that Robin's gay. I'm like, of course Robin's gay. He's the boy toy of another dude in tights. This is... Why are we shocked by this? But anyway, I can't believe Mark's insensitivity to my coming out.
That's all right. We'll get HR in here.
So trust me, Mark. It's all part of the show now. They can't come get us if I'm gay. So I can say whatever I want. See what I'm doing? But I just have to blow a few dudes. We're going to have to get a new Facebook page. Just things I do. What's the announcement?
We have concert news here.
Okay, is it good?
Yeah. Shinedown.
Okay.
They're going to be rolling in with Aaron Jones, whatever you want to call him this week. You hear it both ways from everybody. But Sunday, January 20th, it's going to be over at the Arizona Federal Theater. Right. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. And, of course, we're going to have a pre-sale for you guys on Thursday. Get all your details at 98kupd.com. But... hell with it. Be cheap. Listen to Larry all week because you can win them before you can buy them in Larry's lunch sack.
That Aaron Jones, I like him. He's got a nice ass.
Oh, no.
I like to watch you walk away, too. See you later, Randall.
He walks out fine.
I'm going to be so gay in this building. It's ridiculous. I dare you to come after
me. Yeah, which rock stars would you...
The rock stars?
Yeah,
they're so swampy. Adam Lambert, probably go after the lead singer of Queen.
Yeah, well,
that's a good.
That kind of makes sense.
Yeah, plus he's sort
nobody
of,
on nobody sort we're nobody we play then.
Oh God, no! The guys from Offspring to lay on me—that's disgusting. I don't think I have anybody. Billy Corgan looks too much like me.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. I don't think I have anybody. It's fun being gay.
Corey Taylor?
Yeah, he's little. I think I could throw him around. He's like a spinner. I like that. That's a good one. Maybe those boys from Royal Blood, but I met them and they were sweaty. I like a clean guy. Wait till I get a load of my that bourbon and sugar cane smelling soap I got back there.
Whew. I'm Halford.
I'm going to be a catch. Halford, I think Halford liked me when he was here.
And he's legendary, too. I mean,
it's good stuff right there. Yeah, I got a lot of choices.
Yeah, take it over there.
I got choices, man. You'll see. You keep living your life over there waiting to get canceled.
I will.
You're going to get canceled.
Yeah, that's fine.
You'll be canceled.
That's fine.
Meanwhile, I'll be riding high in some infinity pool at Rob Halford's house with twinking out. happening.
Twinking out.
It's 9:13. I don't know if we got the hot releases ready. Do you have anything going?
You better get on it.
Yeah, we'll get stuff. Hot releases are coming up in just moments. It's 98.
It's out of control now.
98 KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.